This is the Voice of Reason, and I am Andy Hoosier. I hope you enjoy this demo. Being a millennial myself, the Voice of Reason sets out to reach out to the traditional talk radio listener, but also extend a hand to the young generations. Because I get it. I know the hardships of debt, of a struggling workforce, of the college activist movement. And on this show, we recognize that millennials will soon be inheriting the issues of today and tomorrow, and we need to understand that significance. The show is edgy, it's educational, it's patriotic, and it's entertaining. And what we need more now than ever in today's political world is some reason. This is the Voice of Reason.
Andy, first and foremost, you are doing such a fabulous job. I look forward to listening to you every morning when I get ready for work.
Well, thank you.
You are on my radio, and I really appreciate what you do.
I am sticking firm to my position of it is absurd, ridiculous, and completely unnecessary to ban TikTok for the general population. I am all for banning for military personnel or anyone with any type of intelligence in our government, in national security issues, and any type of intel on how things work, or even maybe utility companies or public utility companies or wherever that could potentially get access to information that could damage us as a nation. All for that. But for the entire 120, 150 million plus users of the social media app of TikTok, a little bit insane to try and ban it. Because it brings up a lot of questions on why they're trying to ban something like this for the general population. And I have to remind and warn Republicans on this one, as much of a conservative right-wing nut that I am, quote unquote, we have to remind the Republican Party here not to go into the selective rage that the Democrats do oh so well. If you know, Democrats are very good at selective rage. January 6th was an insurrection, and we're a bunch of, you know, MAGA domestic terrorists and so on and so forth. But don't worry, Antifa and Black Lives Matter literally burning down entire cities is not a big issue. It's just a mostly peaceful protest. Selective rage. And we don't want selective rage in this nation, especially with a party that holds ourselves to a little bit higher standards than the Democrat Party and the socialists in this nation right now. So we don't want the selective rage like we're starting to hear by some elected officials who are in this committee interviewing the CEO of TikTok over the last day or so in Washington, D.C.
Why, if you had nothing to hide, would you need to downplay the association with ByteDance in China?
Congressman, I have not seen this memo.
You can't answer that question. And you expect us to believe that you are capable of maintaining the data security, privacy, and security of 150 million Americans? I think that is a blatant display of how vulnerable people who use TikTok are. You damn well know that you cannot protect the data and security of this committee or the 150 million users of your app, because it is an extension of the CCP. And with that, I yield back.
That was Congresswoman Kat Kamick out of the great state of Florida as the selective rage. You know damn well that you're connected to the CCP, and we're not going to allow this, and we're going to stop this garbage. Okay, cool. I understand it. The communist nation of China, the government, may be collecting our data through the social media app of China and the owner company, the overall company of TikTok called ByteDance, that is collecting that data as well. Here's the grand kicker that some may not be aware of. Again, breaking news. Breaking news for anybody who may not be aware of it. If you're concerned about privacy issues, you should not be on any social media platform in any way, shape, or form. Period. Period. If you're concerned about it, and it's China. Okay, what is our federal government doing right now? We have a Biden administration who literally says that Donald Trump and all of his MAGA supporters right now are domestic terrorists, are election deniers, and we've gone through 3 years of complete banishment and silencing and shadow banning and censorship on all of our social media, from TikTok to YouTube to Google to Facebook. All of them under the purview of the federal government right now, which TikTok currently is not. But all of ours are. If you tried to Google anything about Dr. Fauci, you would not find anything except for positive things on the Google algorithms that would pop up when you look for him. If you tried to post anything that mentioned vaccines or COVID on YouTube, you were automatically banned. I know, because my YouTube account has been banned and censored and deleted with accounts over and over and over again. Look at the backlash that Joe Rogan got by interviewing Dr. Robert Malone just a couple of years ago when he was talking about these vaccines and how potentially bad the mRNA vaccine technology could be. If you're worried about privacy, if you're worried about misinformation, if you're worried about the truth not getting out there, then don't get on any social media platform.
Thank God you talked to me. You woke me up to it. I never looked at it the way you proposed it, and I was like, my head just started spinning. I was just like, you got to be kidding me.
While we only have one chamber of Congress, being the House of Representatives right now, as the Republican majority, do we tread lightly and try to play nice, or do we hardline and just stop everything? And that's the internal political discussion that needs to be happening right now, because Republicans need to figure out what they're going to stand for. Now, Republicans, in my opinion, have already broken their campaign promises by proposing what they propose with this debt ceiling bill that's raising government spending by 1% every year moving forward, that allows an increase of $1.5 trillion in debt spending that goes through this budget year, although it doesn't do much for next year, so we'd have to have the same debate again. But they do that while they try to cut some spending from the federal government. In my mind, and this may be a purist view, and that's totally okay, but I'm allowed to have that view, is that I believe they broke their campaign promise, because if that's the starting point of negotiation for them, what are we going to end up as when Democrats finally, hopefully, theoretically, could sit down at the table and actually compromise with Republicans? And I use that word very loosely because, as you know, throughout the years, Democrats' terms of compromise is get on board with what we do or else you're part of the problem because you need to get on board with us and hold hands and sing kumbaya. And that's what Democrats are already trying to do. They already laughed at the bill that we proposed that's already going way too far.
Andy Hoosier is a great debater, a respectful debater, and is not an intellectual bully like you would find with Sean Hannity or Rush Limbaugh.
That is the philosophical difference right here between conservatives and liberals in today's terms. The business tax cuts, the expansion of Medicaid or WIC programs, all of this stuff is impertinent when we talk about what James Madison calls property. James Madison, when he published his piece back in March 29th, 1792, with the issue of the National Gazette, Madison explains that property extends from land to options, from money to faculties, from conscience to free time. Property, understood in its broad scope, is the foundation of all liberty. And, quote, as a man is said to have the right to his property, he may equally be said to have a property in his rights. Property embraces everything to which a man may attach a value and have a right, in which he leaves to everyone else the like advantage. Defending the property, your money that you earn as an whether you're a business owner and you have created that wealth out of nothing, or whether you're a employee working for a business and you created a product in which the business has invested you in to make that product and you've earned that sum. That is tax money that is yours, that you own, that wage that you have earned, you worked for with your blood, sweat, and tears. And that is your property. Your vision that you have, the thoughts that go through your mind, the speech that you have, and the opinions that you own, that is your property.
Andy, my brother.
How are you, sir?
I've heard it said many ways, but that's as good as it gets. You are the local Levin, brother.
This is a prime opportunity for us to poke fun on something that's already just as stupid. So, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, it has been a long in coming, but our latest Voice of Reason product infomercial with the Jill Biden Breakfast
Taco. The Hispanic community is radically diverse in the United States. Some would say as unique and diverse as the food they eat.
The diversity of this community, as distinct as the Bogotas of the Bronx, as beautiful as the blossoms of Miami, and as unique as the breakfast tacos here in San Antonio.
And now you can enjoy the flavor and diversity that every member of the Hispanic community gets to enjoy every single day. Jill Biden's very all-new breakfast taco special from the Voice of Reason.
Hola, amigos. I'm Alan, your Jill Biden breakfast taco. Now you too can enjoy the unique, diverse flavors of Mexico and Latin American with me.
Adan the Breakfast Taco has everything a growing boy, girl, undecided, or other may need.
Start off with a thick layer of potato seasoned with fresh and delicate spices of Mexico and cooked to perfection.
The potatoes show not only are we tough on the outside, but soft and lovable on the inside.
Next, enjoy the two large huevos. No breakfast taco is complete without our famous huevos. They are there for all to enjoy.
What comes next in the delicacies is the true sign of diversity and uniqueness in the culture, as there are just too many options.
Chicken, carne asada, chorizo, pork, bacon, vegetarian, the choices are endless. We have a flavor for everyone, but you won't know if you like it until you try it. And we like it all.
Finally, your Jill Biden a Don Breakfast Taco is always personalized for you with the specially unique and diverse toppings only found in the ever-expanding diverse culture of Latin America.
Top me off with your favorite great-tasting cheese, sour cream, or gravy. But don't forget, what sets your breakfast taco apart from any other breakfast taco is a little spice.
Forget the salsa from the supermarket. It's time to you add the real spicy direct from Mexico with the slices of jalapeño, habanero, or red chilies. Plus top all off with your favorite Valentina or tapatío.
Show off your unique diversity with your very own Jill Biden breakfast burrito from the Voice of Reason.
Order now and multiply your diversity with two Jill Biden breakfast tacos, all for the price of one.
It's the Voice of Reason's Jill Biden Breakfast Taco. Are you diverse enough? Coming to a restaurant near you.
Andale, andale.
Make sure to be your own Voice of Reason. It's time for you to speak up, speak out, speak loud, speak proud, speak the truth, and always speak some reason. It's the Voice of Reason. Back at it tomorrow with some awesome guests again. Coming up, you're not going to want to miss it. Podcast going up a little bit. Until then, everybody have a wonderful afternoon.